Yo, what it do, y'all? How y'all doing? I hope you guys are doing great. Welcome back to Behind the Language for episode 50. Yes, we made it. We made it. Wow. I'm very happy that we are here. And this number is going to be very important for our podcast show today. We're halfway to 100 episodes, and this is beautiful. Who's been here with me since episode one? Are you one of those? Are you a huge fan that you've been listening to all episode? You know, if you have, you know the deal. A lot has happened, huh? We have talked about so many different topics. Well, I remember I was a bit afraid of coming up with the first episode. You know, when Karina called me and said, look, we're going to have a podcast show. I was like, man, will they like it? Will the people follow me? Will I have a lot of haters? Because, you know, I don't know. You know, like when you're afraid of starting something, but well, we overcame that fear of starting a new project. And here we are for episode 50. And I'm glad we've made it this far together. BTL, aka Behind the Language, wouldn't be what it is if it weren't for each and every one of y'all. So thank y'all very much for sticking with me throughout this beautiful journey. It's been almost 2 years now that we've been doing this show, and I'm very happy that you guys are here. So without further ado, let's get down to some serious business. You know, today is March the 8th. And what does that mean? That means it's International Women's Day. So, of course, I have to give my shout out. And here, shout out to my mom and sister. They're the ones who have brought me up after my father's passing back in 1999. Love and respect to my wonderful wife who's been with me through thick and thin. We have gone through a lot of stuff together, and she's always there to back me up. And of course, a huge thank you to Karina Fragoso, who's been a great friend of mine and a partner here in English in Brazil. Thank you very much, C, for believing in me and for giving me the opportunity to host this podcast show. I really appreciate it, and I really love doing it. And of course, thank you all women who have been here, you know, with me, listening to every single podcast show, every single episode, and supporting the Behind the Language podcast. Y'all are amazing, and y'all make this world a much more beautiful and enjoyable place. So thank y'all very much for sticking together with me here. And you already know the deal. If you're here for the first time, welcome to Behind the Language. I'm teacher Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil, and this is your dose of English and culture. Be sure to share this episode with your friends, with your family, and with whosoever deserves to learn English in a fun, interesting, and original way. So go ahead and share it. Tag me on my Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato. You should go there and follow me. Check out my pictures, videos, reels, and mainly the stories. I'm always teaching something, sharing experiences, and coming up with opportunities for all of y'all. Also, you should follow our amazing team of English teachers at English in Brazil so that you can see all of us in action in different styles. In this episode of BTL, I want to talk to y'all about the importance of an artist in my life. Look at this. I'm gonna say this again. I want to talk to y'all about the importance of an artist in my life. And you know what I mean when I say artist. It could be a singer, an actress, an actor, a painter. Well, since this is episode 50, let's talk a little bit about Curtis Jackson, also known as 50 Cent. Yes, I'm gonna talk about that rapper, actor, producer. You know, this guy been doing so many things. This guy has been doing so many things. And he has played a very important role in the beginning of my career. And I'm sure you know him and some of his songs. Who remembers this one? You know, everybody used to sing that back in the day when I was in high school. That would go like this. Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You guys remember this one, right? Everybody remembers this one. If you don't remember, probably you have already listened to the song at a party. Nowadays, you know, we got all the Instagram, TikTok, and all those stuff like that. You listen to the song because, you know, people still love it. And there are so many versions of it. Also, 50 Cent was the guy who created this song here. And this has become a classic of hip hop. Who remembers this one here? I don't know what you've heard about me, but a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Bet I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P. Well, okay. I know what you're thinking. You might be looking at the lyrics right now and feeling bad about what he used to say in his songs. You know, he uses bad words. He uses, you know, foul language. You know, some terms that you should not be using with your teachers, with your parents, with your families. I don't know. I mean, those are not nice words. I understand. And I have to agree with you. Some of the lyrics were demeaning and kind of disrespectful. I understand. But I gotta give credits when credits are due. 50 Cent has changed the game. He was responsible for the rise of American hip hop in the beginning of the century. In 2003, I was a high school student. I used to listen to 50 Cent every single day. You know, I would go to school listening to my MP3 player, you know, the FUBU CDs, and I was listening to all of that together with, you know, Nelly, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Eve, you know, so many rappers that, you know, they started to become famous in Brazil. And I know 50 Cent was very important for that. I also used to listen to Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eminem, you know, so many. And well, I didn't know what he was talking about in the songs. So I have to defend myself in here when they say, well, you used to listen to all those songs, you know, even though you knew they were saying all those bad words and stuff, I didn't know what they were talking about in the song. So when I listened to 50 Cent, I didn't understand English back then. Remember that. I started learning English on March the 10th, 2003. So in 2003, when I was in high school, listening to 50 Cent every single day, I didn't know what he was talking about because back then I didn't speak English. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to protect myself. Nowadays, I understand what he says. I understand what he means. But I know that he was an inspiration for me to start learning this language. You know, he was an inspiration because I wanted to sing his songs. You know, those songs were the beginning of everything. And, you know, for me to start learning this language, I first grew enamored and infatuated with as a boy was a privilege. Learning how to sing his songs is motivating. And when I first got to an English language institute back in 2003, I knew how to pronounce the words and how to make connections when I spoke English. That was the beginning of everything. So think about it. In the beginning of everything, I was there listening to 50 Cent, listening to Fat Joe, Ja Rule, and many other rappers. And I was just like this, man, I don't know what these guys are saying, but I just know that I want to talk like that. I want to speak this language. So that was an extra push for me to start learning this language. Does that make sense? Well, nowadays, think about it. I have a pronunciation course. Isn't that amazing? 21 years ago, I was there singing a song by 50 Cent. 21 years later, I'm here offering you the Pronunciation Masters with Karina Fragoso. By the way, if you want to know more about this course, I will leave the link in the description and you have to go there and check it. We have worked really hard to make this happen. But think about it. 50 Cent started singing in New York City. His songs were spread, internationally known, famous all over the place. This little boy at 17 years old here in Brazil started listening to his songs. He had a dream to speak the language. He started doing that. He learned how to pronounce the words. He learned how to make the connections. 21 years later, he is here offering you a pronunciation course with Karina Fragoso. Isn't that amazing? And by the way, the number 21 will be very important for us because, you know, 50 Cent has a song called 21 Questions. We're going to check that out in a minute. But who is 50 Cent, though? So we're talking about 50 Cent, but who is this guy? Has he died already? Because, you know, a lot of rappers died, like Tupac died and so many others, like Notorious Big. But is he still famous? What happened to him? So let me tell you a brief story. Well, 50 Cent, whose real name is Curtis James Jackson III, is an American rapper, actor, businessman, and producer. As I told you before, this guy has been doing so many things. And as you can see, this guy works hard. And he is not a millionaire just because things were given to him. Well, as I mentioned before, 50 rose to fame in the early 2000s with the release of his debut album called Get Rich or Die Tryin' in 2003. By the way, that is the same name of his movie, the first movie, Get Rich or Die Tryin'. They're supposed to tell his story when he got shot and he was involved in crime and stuff, you know, so you should go there and watch the movie if you've never watched it before. You know, my favorite album is this one, Get Rich or Die Tryin'. It was a massive commercial success, selling over 8 million copies in the United States alone and earning him critical acclaim. So people are just like this, oh my God, who is this new rapper right there? And you know, Dr. Dre and Eminem were backing him up. So of course it would be amazing. Here in Brazil, 50 Cent sold a whole lot as well. And I personally got to see him in concert in my city, Belo Horizonte, back in the day. And it was a great experience because I could see him like 2 meters away from me. And it was amazing. I was, I don't know, maybe 20, 21 years old. I don't remember exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that 50 Cent is very special in my life. Well, he was born on July the 6th. 1975 in Queens, New York City. So he's from the Big Apple. I know a lot of people would love to go to New York City. If you have a chance to go to New York City, go to Queens. If you want to go to Jamaica, Queens, that's exactly where he was born and raised. 50 Cent had a difficult upbringing, just like a lot of Brazilians, just like a lot of us, marked by poverty and involvement in crime. So this is something I don't support at all. He began pursuing music at a very young age, and after surviving a near fatal shooting in 2000, he intensified his focus on his music career. Well, I don't know if you know that, but he was dealing with drugs. You know, he was dealing drugs, like selling drugs in the street. And one day he got trapped by one of his fake friends, right? You know, somebody in his gang, you know, goons, and he got shot 9 times. He survived. And of course, his life changed after that. But I think he was a real gangster. Nothing like, you know, some fake rappers, you know, the studio gangsters that we see nowadays. No, it's like he was some real stuff. Well, aside from his successful music career, 50 Cent has ventured into acting and producing as well. He has appeared in several films, including his own, Get Rich or Die Tryin' in 2005, Home of the Brave 2006, and Southpaw 2015. He also produced the hit TV series Power, which aired from 2014 to 2020, if I'm not mistaken. You should go there and check it out. Well, in addition to his entertainment endeavors, 50 Cent is known for his business career. You know, he has invested in various industries, including beverage companies, fashion, and technology. Well, I don't know if you guys can hear an extra sound. I don't know what's happening. Right outside of the studio, there's a construction happening. So if the sound gets a little crooked, I'm sorry, but we're going to carry on because this is important, right? So he's also known, you know, 50 Cent is also known for his endorsement deals and partnership with brands like Vitamin Water. Well, I'm not a client. And Reebok. I remember buying so many Reebok tennis shoes and sneakers, you know, that was back in the day. Well, throughout his career, 50 Cent has faced controversies and legal issues, of course, you know, including beefs with other artists like Fat Joe and Ja Rule, and, you know, a few lawsuits. So he had to deal with you know, all these problems in there. However, he has managed to maintain a prominent presence in the entertainment industry, and he continues to be a significant figure in both music and business. So you should go there and check him out. And he seems to be like a fun person. I don't know. There's like, you know, you got to go there and check it yourself. So what do you think about 50 Cent? Are you a fan? Did you know him? Has he played an important role in your English learning too? Just go to my Instagram and let me know. Go talk to me and say, hey, Teacher Rodrigo, I just listened to episode 50. I'm just here to answer the questions. What do you think about 50 Cent? And then you go, well, what I think is that he is, and you start talking. So learn English here, but go to my Instagram and practice that with me. Okay? So that's going to be our deal. So, as I said before, the album Get Rich or Die Tryin' was my favorite, and these ones are my top five songs. Number one, of course, is going to be In the Club, you know, the famous one that I sang in the beginning, that go, go, go shawty, it's your birthday, we're gonna party like it's your birthday. You know, this is my number one song of all times. Of course, now I don't listen to it as often as I used to, you know, back in the day, but it's still my favorite. The second one was PIMP, the one I sang before too. I don't know what you heard about me, but a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. Yeah, that one is also amazing. But I gotta give him my number three. And I told you before that the number 21 would be very important. You know, 21 years ago, I was learning English for the first time at a school. 21 years later, I'm here offering you the pronunciation masters. And my number three song is 21 Questions, which is, you know, difficult to sing. I'm not going to try to sing. So I have the lyrics right in front of me and I'm going to try to rap like he did. Okay. So this one goes like this. I just want to chill and twist a lot. Cat stunts in my 745. You driving me crazy, shawty. Ah. Need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, babe girl. It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? And then he starts asking a lot of questions. And the interesting thing is that he uses second conditional. So look at this. For me to learn grammar, I used his songs too. Look at how he started. Girl, if I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? You understand me? So look at this. If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? So he's creating a condition for the person. You know, he's asking this 21 questions to this girl. Hey, if I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? He's testing. If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up, that means go to jail and sentenced to a quarter century and sentenced to 25 years in jail, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? You understand me? If I went back to a hoopty from a Benz, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and peel a nigga cap, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. So you see, he's asking a lot of questions to test the girl. If I ain't rap because I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now, we could have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we could go do what you like. I know you like that. Oh, yes. This song is amazing. You see, he's asking a lot of questions. And all the questions that he is asking in a song, they are imaginary questions. That means second conditional. You understand me? So you can learn grammar from a rap song. Some people are just listening to rap song like this. Oh my God, I hate the message. I don't like the way they talk. And this is just trash. Well, you can get pearls and diamond from the trash too. You know what I'm saying? but I'm not assuming this is trash because I really don't believe that is trash. I'm trying to do this straight. Let's go. I just want to chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You driving me crazy, shawty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like a smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers. Babe girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Okay, this part down pat. Girl, if I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on... Man, this part here is very difficult. Could I count on you? Could I count on you to be there to support me mentally if I went back to a hoopty from a band? Would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put it work, would you be down to ride? I get out and peel a nigga cap, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap because of Flip Burgers or Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends to feel in me? To tell your friends you're feeling me. In the bed, I use my tongue. Would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we could have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we could go to what you like. I know you like that. So it's been a long time, okay? It's been a long time. But you got to go there and practice too. To look at how interesting it is. You know, you could learn how to ask questions using would you. And you could learn the second conditional to talk about imagination. That's how I've learned English all these years. The songs have helped me a whole lot. Another song that I really like is called Many Men. You know that one? It's kind of difficult too. I'm going to try to sing a little bit. And it goes like this. Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death upon me. Wow. What he is singing in this song here is that, as we said before, he was involved in crime. So, you know, a lot of people from other gangs or maybe, you know, some of his fake friends in his own gang wanted to kill him. They wish death upon him. So he is pretty much talking about that moment when he got shot 9 times. So it's a very interesting song. You guys should go there and check it out. And I told you that some of his lyrics were kind of disrespectful. It's called dissing. Dissing rap. So in this song here, he's talking about Ja Rule. I don't know if you know that, but 50 Cent and Ja Rule were not very close friends. They were actually had a beef with each other. And this song is called Back Down. It's easy to see when you look at me. This is how he started. It's easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Everywhere I go, both coast with toast. East side, west side, I hold that Mac down. Every little nigga you see around me, hold a gun big enough to fuck hold Shaq down. Next time you in the hood, you see an OG, you ask about me, the young boy don't back down. That was crazy. And then he continued on with this one. Any living thing that cannot coexist with the kid must decease existing. Look, nigga, now listen. Yo, mammy, yo, pappy, that bitch you chasing. You little dirty ass kids, I'll fucking erase them. Your success is not enough. You want to be hard. Knowing that if you get knocked, you get fucked in the yard. Use a Pop-Tart sweetheart, you soft in the middle. I eat you for breakfast. I eat you for breakfast. The watch was exchanged for your necklace. And your boss is a bitch. If he could, he would sell his soul for cheap. Trade like to be Suge. You can buy cars but can't buy respect in the hood. Maybe I'm so disrespectful, cause to me you're a mystery. I know niggas from your hood, you have no history. Never poke none, never pop none, niggas stop frontin'. Jay Pucho on X Major Hot. Now you run around like you some big shot. This is dissing. This is crazy right there. So think about it. You know, I know the lyrics are crazy. Think about me listening to this one 21 years ago without speaking English. Of course, I wouldn't understand what he was saying, but I just tried to repeat it just the way I'm doing now. The difference is that 20 years later, now when I'm checking the lyrics here in front of me, I'm singing. I know how to pronounce the words. Sometimes it's difficult to make the connections like he did, but I understand what he is saying. And then for me, it's just like this. Wow, that what he was saying a whole time? Oh my goodness, now I understand the story. But you know, I'm sorry for my singing. You know I'm not a singer, let alone a rapper. Man, I can't be a rapper. I tried to be a rapper one time when I was super excited about this rapping thing. I do it for fun, and it's fun to try. It's fun to try once again. You know, I'm here almost 40 years old, you know, 21 years later. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying I'm sorry, okay? Well, as I said before, you can learn so much with these songs. You know, you can learn grammar, you can learn vocabulary, you can learn slang terms used in those areas like New York City. You can learn cultural aspects of the language and so much more. So what I'm trying to say is that you should not take learning for granted. You know, knowledge is everywhere. Well, before I go anywhere, I'd like to recommend another album by 50 Cent called A Massacre. This one was released on March the 3rd, 2005. You know, March 3rd, 2005, I had been studying English for almost 2 years. And, you know, March the 3rd is one day before my birthday. And of course, I got the album. You know, that was, you know, a gift that I don't know if my mom gave that to me or if my mom gave me some money and I went there and I bought CD. You know, back in the day when we went to the stores to buy CDs, yes, I got the album like that. And that's the album in which you'll find the songs Candy Shop. You guys remember that one? I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Kept going to a hit the spot. Whoa, you know that one. Super famous until today. Another song that I like in that album is called Disco Inferno. It starts very similarly to In the Club. It's like, go shawty, it's your birthday. But this one goes like, go 50 in the house, bounce. Y'all already know what I'm about. The flow sounds sick over Dre's drums. Nigga, I ain't stupid, I said doc. And my dough come quicker, ho. That was intense. You guys gotta check it out. Another song in his album is Just a Little Bit. You know that one? I don't even remember how that one goes. It goes like, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it a little bit. You know, something like that. It's a little over 18, all right? So, you know, you got to go there and check it out. And one of my favorite songs of this album called Hate It or Love It. Say, hate it or love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm going to shine, homie, until my heart stops. Go ahead and envy me. You know, something like that. And then I remember that he sang that one with Game. And then later, he had a beef with Game. So, you know, crazy world of hip hop. So that one, when Game came on a song, he sang something like this. I told Dre from the gate to carry the heat for your first mixtape song. And here the beef, I inherited the beef for you. Gritted my teeth for you, j-j-j-j for you. Put Compton on my back when he wasn't either soldiers. At my last show, I threw away my NWA gold. I had a whole crowd yelling, free, yay, yo. So niggas better get upon a mind for the crip turning projects in a Columbine. And I'm the rap's MVP. Don't make me remind y'all what happened in D.C. This nigga ain't got it. He pretend. Met at us cause the shanty got a new boyfriend. and it seems the little rat turned out to be a mouth. This Biff shit is for the birds, and the birds fly south. Even young Buck can vouch. When the doubt was out, who gave the West Coast mouth to mouth? That was crazy and intense. You guys gotta go there and check it out. Well, this is 50. So, guys, thank y'all very much for being here with me. Apparently, we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind a Language, Your Dose of English and Culture. So make sure you follow me at teacher.rodrigonorato and also at English and Brazil, both on Instagram. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English and Brazil. I really appreciate you being here. I'll see you guys in episode 51. Holla at your boy.